Now back home, a leaked Department of Justice briefing note has warned the state is running out of capacity to house Ukrainians coming to Ireland due to the war in Ukraine. And the briefing note says available places could be exhausted by the end of November. Fiachra Ochioni of our political staff joins us now from our Oireachtas studio. Fiachra, what more is known about this briefing note from the Department of Justice?
Well, Anya, that report in today's Irish Times, it has raised real concerns among Department of Justice officials about capacity in the accommodation system. Specifically, that briefing note, which is due to be given to government ministers next week at Cabinet, it is reported to say that 50 new Ukrainians are still seeking temporary protection in Ireland every day due to the war in Ukraine. And it also says that because of that situation, the state may exhaust its capacity to house people fleeing the war in Ukraine by the end of November. Now, a couple of suggestions have been put forward by officials in that leaked briefing note. They include the possibility that newly arrived Ukrainians may have their time in emergency state accommodation reduced from 90 to 30 days, or they could face relocation from existing accommodation.
And of course, this follows the Taoiseach's comments this week, doesn't it, Fiachra, about the level of immigration here?
Yes, and that's obviously a very sensitive subject, both politically and in terms of the wider public. So that this briefing note, it does follow comments from both Taoiseach Simon Harris and yesterday from Taoiseach Micheál Martin about the related asylum seeker system changes. Now, Simon Harris said on Wednesday that in his view, the system is no longer working. The asylum seeker system is no longer working and it needs to be changed. Micheál Martin didn't disagree with that suggestion today. And in the past few minutes, Anya, Micheál Martin has been asked in Ballyvillan and Cork in an event he's attending about this leaked report today. And he said, well, look, first and foremost, the blame is on what is happening in Ukraine, the war in Ukraine.
All right, Fiachra, thank you for that. That's Fiachra Ochioni of our political staff.